Blog Talk Radio.
Yo! Welcome back to the Grim It All Blog Talk Radio. Oh my goodness, man. It's your host. I am him, Dean. I'm sitting up in the joint, man, having a good day. It was a nice day outside. Just count me a nice brand black bean burger.
Homemade. Woo, what'd you say that?
Man, yeah, homemade from scratch. Every piece, though.
Keep working on self-sufficiency, man.
And that sweet chili red hot sauce across the top. Oh, my goodness. Potato wedges. Oh, my fault. I'm trying to. Oh, I'm going the wrong way. Anyway, we're in the building, man. We got a nice topic for y'all tonight. The beauty of our women solidifies our man's strength. Tonight we got up in here, Father Men,
Ashe Hotep, let's go,
and Brother Montu.
Let's do this.
Ashe, let's go.
Got to send a shout out to Brother Harry Cootie.
What's up, baby?
He couldn't make it in the studio today, but, you know, he here, you know. We just going to go into it because I feel like it's an important subject. And I'm not talking about beauty as the physical look at the women. I'm talking about the beauty of our women in a whole. I'm talking about from the nurturing to the spiritual to the cooking, the dancing, to the evoking of the gods and goddesses. Mm-hmm. To the perfume, to the hormone that come off the body. Man, I'm talking about the beauty of all women, period. And just to have some men sit around and just talk about the beauty of the women. This is not a woman bashing half hour. This gonna be a woman uplift. I just wanna tell you everything that I love and appreciate about our women. That's all it's about. We think that y'all deserve this because one thing I do know as being a man, if you don't compliment them or if you don't point out the things about the women that make them great, then they definitely don't see the greatness in you.
You got to reinforce it.
So you got to make sure that they know that we do believe and know that they are beautiful every which way around.
Love you, queens. Love you, earth. Love you, goddesses.
And that's what we do, man. I mean, my mom is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Queens, man, I wouldn't be me. In whatever type of aspect, I wouldn't be me without Queen
mm-hmm.
being here to have me come through that vessel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I like to, I'm going to start with letting y'all know that I'm real on my show. So, You never hear me address women as bitch, hoe, slut, any of those trifling words that degrade our women and bring down their energy. So whether I'm arguing with a woman or not, let me tell you something. This type of dude I am. This has happened before. You know, I like to tell true stories. I don't care what y'all think on the air. Y'all can laugh or y'all can't, but it's real.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be talking to, you know, ladies or whatever, and what I kind of found out is a lot of our women don't even know how to accept a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
We so messed up, they think the compliment is you blowing down on them because mm-hmm. of how everybody is now. You know, I can't say, well, you used to be, I'm going to tell you, it used to be when a lady walked past, you used to get this off and say, hey, little mama, or hey, miss lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it was read as a respectful just speak. I ain't really going down. I'm just appreciating you being here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you say that same line, oh, boy, you trying to, she's a thought. Who you think you thoughting her out? Who you talking to? Oh, I ain't nobody, sweet baby. That's the problem. That's the problem. You don't want to look at yourself as sweet, beautiful, pretty baby.
To nobody.
Which, okay, maybe you one of those women who don't like pet names. My mom's one of them women. She didn't want to be called Boo Boo and Say and all that. I respect that too. I do think it's a playful, it's playful though, to hear the men and women when y'all, you know, kicking it to have a name. Not Foo Foo and Puff and all that type, but
mm-hmm.
give her a uplifting name.
Mm-hmm.
Something other than that governmental cling that, oh, that's Lakeisha Tatuana. What? care if you're going to change it around or get yourself together. Man, I love these women. And I'm going to be real. One of my brothers brought us something today when he had to take a double take on a woman from the Caucasoid region. And, you know, he was saying, well, you know, he haven't been really looking at, you know, women like that lady, but she passed him, and it was like boom, bam, slap. Look, let me tell you something. I like all women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a male.
Mm-hmm.
They all attractive in certain ways, and I also keep it real because all y'all not attractive. I didn't say y'all not beautiful. I'm keeping it real. All y'all not attractive to me.
Finish your thought.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying we're going to keep it real, but we need y'all to know that there is some men out here right now that's operating and moving in the realm of kingmanship. Not crown and gold kingmanship, but kingmanship that's in the fashion of what we're doing right now. Man, I've hardly come into circles like that or rarely ran into a group of men unless they were elders, that was talking about women in the great fast. Like, even our dudes, we sitting around, I hear my dudes now talking about, I got a couple guys. Hold on, before I get to that one, back to this Caucasian. So she came past, she was wham, bam, bada, bada, bang. Now, I like all women from wherever they're from. But what I want women to know is, don't get caught up in beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Don't get caught up in that phrase. Because, you know, doggone well, if you didn't make yourself beautiful or fix yourself in a certain type of fashion or didn't put that much care in yourself, then how would you expect one of us to notice the beauty in you? I understand what beauty should be in the heart first. That means if I'm reading your exterior before I even get to your heart, that's a situation. See, that means I didn't even feel the beauty or the love that drew me to want to bring you out of whatever that small is that you could be sitting in, though.
Mm-hmm.
And because maybe it could have been a abusive, whether physical or mental type of situation with a male, your small gets a little thicker because you couldn't accept me when I said, How you doing, ma'am? You having a nice day? You hit me with, it's going. I know it's going. That's what the days do and the nights do. They come and go. Tell me something. Give me some feedback. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to pass it around because I can just talk about women. Oh, hey, I love them.
Hello.
Brown skin, calm with a butter pecan. Or that old, I really like the sun kiss.
Can't forget about that.
Chocolate. Ooh, that Hershey, man. So we're going to go with Brother Montu.
Yeah.
I want to get into this because we're talking about the beauty of our women.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into them and accepting compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the difference between blowing down and a true, pure compliment.
Pick a blind and a compliment.
Yeah, because it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, I want to acknowledge the lust in some of these cats' eyes when they greeting a woman. You know what I'm saying? It might sound like a compliment. It's still the way you're looking and your posture when you delivering that compliment or that greeting. But from a personal experience, I feel as if when you come right with the right tone and how you say it, of course it's not what you say, it's how you say it, then a woman should be able to tell the difference. But, of course, like you say, some women they stuck on themselves.
Okay, I could tell you the woman's defense on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you say, from experience, we come from families of a bunch of women.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that to be true because when I was growing up, I would never let men approach my mom.
Right.
I was notorious for that because it was something that I picked up off of. If you lift up and your sweet pose with your hands in your private area,
come on,
you don't have nothing to say to my mama. You know what I'm saying? Or if you come up with, oh, what's up with you, babe? You don't got nothing to say to my mom. Because, see, to get a queen, you got to present yourself as a king.
True.
So if you present yourself as a pimp, what you got?
Oh.
A hoe. If you present yourself as a thug, what you got? A side. You see what I'm saying? You present yourself as a gangster hustler, you acquire the same type of female.
She's going to be a snake.
She's going to be a snake in the grass. You know what I'm saying? Levels draw levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I want to address and draw in the highest level attainable,
mm-hmm.
I got to present that.
Right.
So, you know,
difference between pickup line.
Yeah, the pickup line. Oh. Well, I basically just say the primary difference would be in your approach,
mm-hmm.
your mannerism,
mm-hmm.
where you deliver your tone,
mm-hmm.
your physical. I'm going to go more so with your facial addressing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you eye to eye and you know what I'm saying, you respectfully face to face, never once pan down, let her see that you pan down.
And you know what? A lot of cats now, when they be talking, they can't look at her eye.
Yep.
They looking at everything else. So that right there shows that his compliment or his conversation is bullshit.
We got to admit it. We got to tell the truth. That show we weak.
True.
That's that weakness in that man.
Can't keep eye contact
with your woman.
A stranger.
So what can you do in battle?
Mm.
Not physical battle as warfare, but as in getting ahead battle.
Mm.
What can you do with men of success? How do you think you're going to gain success?
No.
Man, it's all about the beauty of these women to let you know that the only way you're going to have a strong backbone is if you ate and nourish yourself with the proper sustenance to make that backbone strong.
A nation is only as strong as they women,
man. So this is what we're saying. So by the men, from your observations that you know, recent experiences also had, how do you think women is taking not just the approach, and we're covering this one already, more or less the urgency to be unionized or be in unions. I don't like to say in relationships and all that title stuff, but be in the union. The urgency on that, but to know the importance of it, not just to say, what I got to do?
Damn,
how do you view
what's the importance?
That, yeah.
Of the union? It's everything. It's everything. It's the household. It's everything. It's how you were built. It's how you were built. It's how every child is built from the union. Now, of course, we have to get into, you said the urgency of trying to be in a union or the urgency itself of just having a union.
Reestablishing the black union for the male and female.
Now, that is one of the most important factors or keys when it comes to rebuilding a nation. Definitely a community.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think that right now we have a distortion in what the union is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I brought up and even inserted the word urgency. You see what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of people is in a hurry
mm-hmm.
to be unionized.
Yes.
But just to say, I got a dude or I got a girl. You know what I'm saying?
I would definitely put myself at some point and multiple times rushing into a relationship just for the simple fact of that union itself is so beautiful and wanting to go after it that I myself was not strong enough or had a great foundation enough to be a man and uphold and go after such a union. I would say that a lot of people out there, a lot of women, or a lot of people in general don't even understand the importance or the beauty behind a union like that.
Okay, so when to the Grid Law Blog Talk Radio,
what's up?
The beauty of our women solidifies our men's strength. We just going in again. Like if you notice or you've been a follower of our show, every so many shows I do a women's appreciation type show because, like I say, wouldn't be no me without my mom. Be, you know what I'm saying? So
I can't put my money over my bitch.
Can't do it. You do that, you know what you did? You turned homosexual.
Shit, I ain't a gay nigga. I'm just bros over hoes.
Oh, that is what they say.
That's exactly right. Bros over.
So, you know, now what I'm going to do is I want to gear this part of the conversation. We're going to use the urgency topic, but we're going to go into the urgency of what's important and urgency on getting our men and young men to understand the importance of the woman, not your woman, the woman in general, the being. The separate, and we need to get the men and women to understand your role. This one, like I said, I'm an open book, so I don't have no problem telling you about my life, what I've been through, nothing like that, because none of that will define me in my later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's only defined me up to the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say, Jimmy, what's your take on that?
Father, man, you said, what's my take on
Okay.
You threw me off with that one.
Okay.
So the question again
is basically, what's the urgency or importance in getting us to understand this situation? Like,
the importance of a woman from a man's standpoint.
It's everything.
The importance of her being, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's everything. Life does not continue without that. We cannot do this by ourselves. They cannot do that by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get to the mental space where we understand that me and you have to be together. We got to go together. We are made to be together. And since we're made to be together, let's make the best of this time.
Man, I was always told,
that's connectivity.
How could you as a man sit back, talk about how great of a life you live, if you haven't lived it with a woman at some point in your time? So even when I'm sitting talking to other men, I kind of listen to a lot of stuff they say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I say, I like to be around people who are equal or greater value than me,
mm-hmm.
or it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear men talking, I kind of hear, I be in my old school. Now, what I like to hear is they can sit there and jawjack all day.
Mm-hmm.
In that conversation, you guarantee you hear that man say, hey, you know what, man, I've been sitting here with y'all all day, man. I'm going to get home before my wife gets
tripping.
It ain't that he's saying, I got to get home before she gets to tripping.
Yep.
I got to get home because I respect what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to be home
mm-hmm.
in enough time to have valuable time with her so that it don't reflect and start to damage us. The thing about us nowadays is, and I didn't want the show to be a man bashing show, but I'm a man, so you can't tell me what I'm bashing when I'm talking about the young men.
Mm-hmm.
Men need to start standing up on their two feet, though, and being for real. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't never had a problem sitting with my homie talking about my lady. If she's my lady,
uh-huh.
man, I'm always talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on some other stuff. I'll be sitting with you and, y'all know, because some of y'all listeners is friends we grew up together. Y'all know I'll be sitting there and snap on you in a second. Hey, I gotta go. Why was it up? Uh-huh. Oh, that's my girl, man.
Right.
I smell her perfume. I'm about to go beat it up. To be that attached with respect. To be able to be open.
Mm-hmm. I think to be man enough to leave wherever you are in that moment to know that your better half or your upper half
is where you need to be. Let's take it to the metaphysical now. Because as you know, the male ego on his own is a destructive force.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs that. He needs that compassion. He needs that compassion to balance out that chauvinistic person, that chauvinistic behavior and characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
You need the passion of a woman so you can notice your strength as a man.
Mm-hmm. That's the point.
But she needs the strength of a man to know her compassion.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a balance, and that's what we focus on the physical or the flesh. We miss that critical principle,
mm-hmm.
that critical fact. You know what I'm saying? I can't reach my true potential unless I have a strong woman behind me, specifically a strong black woman, because I'm on something that she would naturally be attracted to.
Right.
So, but the thing about this is, and I know you said that you didn't want to make this a woman bashing.
No, not man bashing.
Man bashing. Okay, well.
But it's from our perspective. So,
well, I feel, because he said it from our perspective, I feel that with the weave and the don't know herself. So she don't know her true love. She don't know her true heart.
Okay. Just to piggyback off that, would you say that she don't know herself, or would you say that she don't like herself?
See, now that's damn.
Because
damn.
If you truly woke up happy with your placement in life and who you were, you would have automatically felt 110 beauty.
Mm-hmm.
When you look in the mirror, watch your face, brush up, you see 110 beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the stuff you have to stick on.
I need longer hair, my eyelashes.
Exactly, to make a false beauty perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's a false beauty perception because that's, well, my eyelashes, they're not long enough for me. They don't bring that man in. He's looking through your eyes, baby girl. Trust me. My hair not in. It's not long enough. Natural hair is neither long or short necessarily. It's natural.
It's natural. It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's why I say I love my women. I love women whole, but I do have a problem with body augmentations too.
Mm-hmm.
I want my women to pull back off of that
because
a lot of y'all fight for that Christian story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bash Christians today.
I'm not for that.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is the Christian thought process have made you not want to be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
Not submit as in I got you in a chokehold, submit. Ooh, I'm the winner. Submissive as in knowing your role as the female.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not you. The woman's supposed to be in the kitchen. The woman's supposed to be in the home. No, that's not it. Your position is beside the man.
That's that westernized bullshit. Let that concept of a relationship go, man.
Am I right or am I wrong? The queen didn't take care of the kitchen?
No.
No.
The queen didn't take care of nothing but the king because she also had somebody to take care of the kids.
That's right. Not to mention, she was who he relied to when he needed to make an important decision.
I mean, yeah, the presidency is sculpted like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the president, Barack or Michelle?
Michelle.
Because for real, Barack, if he's a good man, it's her opinion that's pushing
mm-hmm.
a lot of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He's sleeping in bed with her. He's not sleeping with Dick Cheney.
No.
You know what I mean? He's not in the bed with old Hillary
because
she can't control her emails. That's the horse of the
world.
Come on, talk radio to the grid of it all.
Go, man. Let all sisters. Okay. Stars. Excuse me.
Man, can't get enough of them. Another thing, man. Another thing right now, man, is the dress code. You can't leave this without the dress code of the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a man. Trust what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. I'm a man. So, yeah, I do like to see the short shorts, the skirt, the legs. That's just the natural part of what I'm supposed to be attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, I have been in positions where there have been women fully clothed. I don't see a piece of skin. And it was what she spoke to me that had me in awe.
Mm-hmm.
Something that she said just was like, wow, I'm just so attracted to her.
Right.
I can't get enough. I want this woman. So to respect her, it's cool. If you got it on, if you show, oh, that's cool. Respect the psychology behind it because you're the same woman that'll put on that short skirt that you know when you bend over because I shortened it before you left the house that you stand a chance of being exposed. Know that when that man come up to you, that you didn't like his compliment because it was going down, you got what you attracted. You
come
got
on.
What you said
now.
Now
we're going into accountability, man. Ooh,
you got
really
that.
Accountable.
So, you know, I'm going to keep going because, you know, somebody on that other line saying, oh, well, we just on the bed. I can wear what I want to wear without a nigga trying to blow down.
How is that?
True indeed.
That?
You can put on what you want to put on. You just overstand that you are what you eat.
But not even that. You put that on because you wanted somebody to look at your
point.
You want that attention.
That was
because once again, you don't wholeheartedly love yourself.
That's it.
So you're looking for, and I heard it on the radio, when a daddy is in a woman's life, his baby's life, he shows her non-sexual affection to it. When you have somebody that loves you without any attachments or strings, that shows you your value. That shows you your worth.
That makes you comfortable within your own skin.
Yeah. Another thing, ladies, look. Now I got to defend the men a little bit.
Come on, we need to.
Because some of y'all women, them took that independent shit too far.
Oh,
hard.
My goodness.
And that was sold.
Remember,
was mainstream.
The independent and how we see it was sold to you through mainstream media and Beyonce.
That's right.
So, by the way, you said you noticed that it was sold to us.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a little bit of some of those selling artifacts that they received.
Some selling artifacts would definitely be media and then Western culture itself. Mm-hmm. Western culture, or let's talk about this country, has been selling the idea of being independent, you know what I'm saying, since its beginning. And then it has carried over into its lifestyle.
Wait, let me not interrupt.
Yeah,
damn, it just hit me. So, we're talking about this independency, right?
Yeah.
And how Western society has conditioned our women to be independent. Now, I find it kind of funny that right as y'all are screaming this independence, society objectifies y'all on a public scale.
But you're okay with it. They okay with that.
Objectified, so when you cut on the TV, what happened? And as a matter of fact, I was thinking earlier, too, of each other.
Right.
When you look at videos, and the dude whose video it is, he wants to display a beautiful girl. Is it a black girl?
No.
It's a foreigner. But then you click to the other video, and they need somebody bouncing their ass. Guess who's in it?
Us.
Sisters.
Yeah.
So y'all independency has drawn y'all to have put a wedge in between the man, and you have no defense.
No.
The thing is,
no.
I like that independent part because I came from when we didn't have that stronghold, that independence illusion that y'all see.
Mm-hmm.
When it was sold to him, it was sold to him under the original pretense. Because remember, America is not independent from Britain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So independent is a lie.
They're selling it, though.
You see what I'm saying?
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing because everybody needs somebody.
Come on.
So when they say, I'm independent, I can get on this. I got a friend of mine who, now, this is a situation, and she had a child, close friend, you know what I'm saying, this child not mine. So I would say little small stuff, like, you know, she didn't see her father, she didn't, you know, think her dad or whatever, and it was always, nah. You know, he know where we at. This is what I'm saying, women, you get so scorned, so bruised, and what you forget is, not only is it his job to be a part and to be acknowledged in that child's life, but you've got to stand up and be that woman to know that it's also your job to make sure that his end meets your end, not as to just keep repelling the situation. Independence means that you're just apt enough to get up and go and achieve.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't need a woman,
come on, or I don't need a man, come on.
That's great. And that's you trying to heal and justify certain things that went on that you cannot be accountable for.
Well, live up to that.
You don't want to just say, I had a bad relationship, and he fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Or I had a bad relationship and she fucked me over.
But like you said, I'm gonna let you go. Like you said, when you got a woman that's poor and broken, because I am a man and it is my natural duty to build
and fix,
I should be able to build my queen back up.
I should be allowed to. Without you saying, the last one said something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last one. So if you're not expecting a new last one, you got to greet me with newness.
Man, let's
to the grip of the Hardcore Talk Radio.
This was a good one, man. Everything I love, I promise on everything I love, and it took me to wake up for me to see it, and I'm sad about that, but in all actuality, it's mean more because I'm a grown man now. Black women are some of the most beautiful women in the world, man. You don't need makeup. You don't need lashes, nails, or weave, man. That natural look, and I know you said that it's not about natural. Damn. I'm going to go thank you.